And David wide receiver John Gilliam says he was willing to continue playing for the Minnesota Vikings this year. He says he would have played for less than $580,000. That's the three-year package he got from Honolulu of the New World Football League.
Mm, got a little bit of bread there, huh?
Mm.
It's a lot of money for playing football.
Well, there's quite a few things involved in it, I guess.
Yeah,
trips for his family flying back and forth.
Yes, I see.
Guaranteed 50% even if he's injured and so forth.
Oh, boy, yes. Hmm. Well, how about that? Weather today. Oh, I wish I had a poem for the weather today. But I don't. We have clear skies in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Rochester, and St. Cloud. The record high for this date was 85 back in 1970, and the Weather Bureau says we just might break that for today. The forecasted high for today in the mid-80s, low tonight upper 50s, with a high tomorrow in the 70s in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Sunny skies for today, chance of showers and thunderstorms for tonight and tomorrow. A large high-pressure system from the northern Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico and a north-south low-pressure trough from the southeastern Alberta-Canada area to eastern New Mexico are causing this warm flow of southerly air over the five states. Mostly sunny skies prevail over the east and central portions of the five states, where variable cloudiness and a few widely scattered showers prevail over the western portions. The temperatures over the most of the five states this afternoon should be in the 70s and 80s, and then drop mostly to the 50s tonight, but possibly a few 60s in the south and, of course, upper 40s in the north. The showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous in the west portion by late this afternoon and tonight. They'll spread into the central portions by tomorrow. The last time the temperature in the Twin Cities reached 78 or higher was on the 10th of September of last year. That was 84 degrees. And as I mentioned, the temperature this afternoon could even top that of 84 degrees. It could top the record set in 1970 of 85. The forecast, St. Cloud vicinity, sunny and warm this afternoon, variable cloudiness and warm tonight and tomorrow, with the chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm Saturday, possibly beginning late tonight. High this afternoon, 75 to 82. Saturday's high mostly in the 70s. Tonight's low in the mid-40s to mid-50s. There is a 20% chance of precipitation for tonight in St. Cloud, 50% for tomorrow. At noon, St. Cloud reporting 74 degrees and fair skies. Southwestern Minnesota, partly sunny and warm this afternoon with a chance of a few sprinkles in the southwestern counties. Mostly cloudy and warm tonight and tomorrow with a chance of occasional showers or thunderstorms. High this afternoon and tomorrow in the mid-70s to low 80s. Tonight's low in the 50s. Chance of precipitation, 40% for tonight and 50% for tomorrow in southwestern Minnesota. Redwood Falls at noon reports clear skies, 78 degrees. Rochester and vicinity this afternoon, mostly sunny and warm with a high near 80. Wind southerly at 10 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon and tonight. Tonight and tomorrow, variable cloudiness, continued warm with the chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm. Tonight's low in Rochester in the mid-50s with a high tomorrow near 80. There's a 30% chance of rain tonight and a 50% chance for tomorrow in Rochester. At noon, 74 degrees, fair skies in Rochester. Eau Claire in western Wisconsin. This afternoon, mostly sunny and mild with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy and not so cool. Lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, continued mild with a chance of showers or thunderstorms mainly during the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s. The chance of precipitation stands at 30% for tomorrow for Eau Claire in west of Wisconsin. Eau Claire, clear skies, 72 degrees. Our extended forecast for St. Paul, Minneapolis for Sunday through Tuesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday and Monday, fair to partly cloudy skies by Tuesday, cooler temperatures Sunday and a bit cooler on Monday. Highs to be in the lower 60s, the lows to be in the middle 50s Sunday to near 40 by Tuesday. So it looks like we'll have a little bit cooler weather at the beginning of the week. The forecast for St. Paul, Minneapolis, sunny and warm this afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. Variable cloudiness and warm tonight and tomorrow with a chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm late tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low in the upper 50s with tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. Southeasterly winds of 12 to 26 this afternoon, 8 to 18 miles per hour tonight. The chance of precipitation, 30% tonight, 50% for tomorrow. In the Twin Cities now, beautiful day, clear skies and 76 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Teller from WCCO-FM.
Oh, little baby, you'll never cry.
Seals and Crofts, Unborn Child, from the album of the same name. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Teller from WCCO-FM. Beautiful day in the Twin Cities. Eau Claire now reporting 75 in Claire. Redwood Falls, 80 degrees in fair skies now. Say the Red Door, located at 525 Park Avenue, Minneapolis, provides confidential diagnosis and treatment of venereal diseases. The Clinic is open to both men and women of all ages. Clinic hours are from 11:30 in the morning to 6:30 in the evening, Monday through Friday, with no appointment needed. There's no charge for the services, and the clinic is run on a donation basis. For more information, you can call this number, 348-6300, 348-6300. It's 27 minutes before 1 o'clock.
White Eyes is here again.
Melissa Manchester and Bright Eyes and WCCOFM. She's going to be in town. Is it this weekend? Yeah, it's this weekend, right. 23 before 1 o'clock, I'm Dave Teller, and tomorrow afternoon, Tim Russell will be at the Northeast Tee and Arm Wrestling Championship, beginning at 1 p.m. It'll be held at the Northeast State Bank Park, and we'll be broadcasting live highlights from there, the Arm Wrestling Championship. So if you can't make it to the Northeast State Bank Park, be listening here on FM 103, as Tim Russell bends an arm right there on our stage in the Northeast Arm and Tee Wrestling Championship. It'll be fantastic, I'll tell you. How you feel today, huh? I'm still sleepy, huh? This weather is coming down. This weather has got you down.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. Get up and enjoy it.
Hugo Montenegro on Neil Diamond Music, Sweet Caroline at WCCOFM. I'm just starting to think, was that Sweet Caroline? Yeah, it was. Nancy Wood, my technician, nodding her head this afternoon. Yes, indeed. It certainly is. 76 in Clare in St. Paul, Minneapolis. And we've got a special guest coming up for you Saturday afternoon at 5. Epic recording star John Hyatt will visit with Ken Mills Saturday at 5. John is a singer and songwriter. His album is entitled Hanging Around the Observatory. Well, I didn't know that. He'll be at the Holt Coffee House this Friday and Saturday nights in the basement of Kauffman Union at the U of M. So join Ken Mills tomorrow afternoon at 5 as he chats with John Hyatt on FM 103. Get the music and gear this afternoon. As you're rolling over on the other side with your transistor next to the pool, don't rock the boat out there.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Rock the boat. Rock the boat, the Hughes Corporation at WCCOFM. Pretty soon it'll be boating weather again, huh?
Oh, I see now, matey. You get that boat out of the lake.
16 minutes before 1 o'clock from WCCOFM. In news headlines this afternoon, Secretary of State Kissinger defended President Nixon's foreign policies today, saying presidents live longer in history than in the headlines. White House sources say President Nixon is considering a nationwide broadcast address Monday night to carry to the public his case against impeachment. Republican Party Chairman George Bush opened a Washington meeting at the GOP National Committee today, saying he still is confident President Nixon was not involved in the Watergate scandals. The government says the index of business indicators rose a substantial 1.7% last month. And the incoming Federal Energy Administrator, John Sawhill, says oil companies are making more than 5 times as much profit on some of their foreign oil as they did a year ago. 6 Minnesota Congressional District political conventions are being held tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, with 2 incumbent congressmen expected to be endorsed for re-election. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has informed the Duluth City Council that the city's water is unfit for interstate use for drinking purposes because of asbestos fibers. And one of the men accused in the abduction of Eunice Cronholm last month has issued a guilty plea to a state charge of kidnapping in district court at Anoka. Our city's weather is sunny and warm this afternoon with a high in the mid-80s, variable cloudiness, warm tonight and tomorrow with the chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm late tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low in the upper 50s with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Southeasterly winds at 12 to 26 this afternoon, becoming around 8 to 18 tonight. The chance of precipitation, 30% tonight, and 50% for tomorrow. St. Cloud reports fair and 74, Rochester 74 and fair, St. Paul, Minneapolis, clear skies now, 76 degrees. Temptations, Heavenly, Heavenly, and WCCOFM at 10 minutes before 1. Today, another episode in the Garbage from Hollywood routine. Today, the record that precedes this is what has been happening for 10 years. Heavenly relationship up until now. You know who I'm talking about, right? Richard and Liz. Actor Richard Burton and actress Elizabeth Taylor have asked their lawyer to start divorce proceedings immediately. John Springer, the Burtons' publicist, said, the Burtons' attorney indicated, and furthermore, the 10-year-old marriage would be dissolved in Bern, Switzerland, where the Burtons have been residents for many years. 10 down and no more to go. Sad news indeed, yet what does Hollywood need more than a breakup between Liz and another one, right? You know? So ends another endless chapter in the garbage from Hollywood. I'll have to start garbage in Europe pretty soon, I guess. Our love will survive. That's motto at FM 103 WCCO-FM. I'm Dave Teller. Good afternoon. Beautiful day in St. Paul, Minneapolis, looking for a high today to be in the mid-80s. Would you believe that? Say, would you believe that there's two guys out in the morning here at this station that are absolutely dynamites? They're almost nitro, as a matter of fact. Tim Russell and Paul Stagg get together every weekday morning from 7 until 9 in the morning. And if you haven't heard them, well, you just have to. I mean, really, you got to tune them in. They're just something. How did he get in there? Anyway, Tim Russell, Paul Stagg, 7 to 9 weekday mornings on FM 103, along with Captain Marsupial and Niles Nimmis, assorted other guests and people, Howard Hotsell.
Sorry that I drifted off from you while you were talking.
Ah, the loveliness, thus shed thy turntable. Shy Coltrane. Myself to you on WCCO-FM. She really is a very talented lady. She was my guest here a week and a half ago. On FM 103, WCCO-FM, I'm Dave Teller. 3 minutes before one with the Stylistics. Stylistics, you make me feel brand new. On a Sunday day like this, I think I could be. It's 1 minute past one from WCCO-FM 103, Minneapolis. With the news, Mark Johnson.
President Nixon and the House Judiciary Committee could be heading for a showdown. Washington officials said today transcripts have been completed of President Nixon's Watergate conversations under subpoena by the Judiciary Committee. The officials said the transcripts will be intensely reviewed by the president this weekend. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger acknowledged today that working out a troop disengagement on the Golan Heights won't be easy. Kissinger told reporters it will be harder to arrange Syrian-Israeli disengagement than it was to reach agreement on the Egyptian-Israeli front. Federal Energy Administrator John Sawhill says highway accident fatalities dropped by nearly 25% last month, and he cites lower speed limits as a contributing factor. Also during his news conference today, Sawhill predicted gasoline shortages this summer won't be bad enough to create long lines at service stations again. Economic analysts have a lot of new statistics to ponder today. Most of them look bad. The Commerce Department says the country registered its first balance of trade deficit in 9 months last month. The dollar value of American exports reached a record $7.75 billion. Another Commerce Department report says the composite index of leading economic indicators went up by 1.7% in March despite the negative growth of the gross national product. Reports out of Bethesda Naval Hospital in Maryland say doctors can find no trace of a possibly malignant tumor on Senator Hubert Humphrey's bladder. The report was preliminary, and a final report based on a biopsy will be released next week. There was another warning today from state officials that the gasoline shortage is not over. State Civil Defense Director James Urchell says he is passed by many drivers when he does 55. WCCO-FM News asked Urchell how the state's supplies are stacking up.
Well, for the month of May now, we're just now compiling the figures that the petroleum suppliers are giving us, and our supplies of gasoline look like they'll be about 8% short of anticipated requirements. If we were to abandon conservation procedures, we would be in a very difficult situation.
Urchell says the gasoline shortage is definitely not over. Bob Borrett of the Minnesota Petroleum Retailers Association agrees, and says Borrett, he's afraid Minnesotans are forgetting how to conserve. A guilty plea to a state charge of kidnapping has been made by one of the men charged in the abduction of a South St. Paul banker's wife. 43-year-old Frederick Helberg of South St. Paul pled guilty in Anoka County District Court yesterday, and a pre-sentence investigation was ordered. A Turkish appeals court has upheld the life sentence of a former Minneapolis woman for drug smuggling. The decision means the end of the road for 28-year-old Catherine Zenz of Lancaster, Wisconsin. A former Minneapolis nursing student, Turkish legal experts say it was her last chance to have the life sentence suspended or shortened. However, attorneys in Turkey say she may benefit from a general amnesty proposal, which could reduce her sentence to 24 years. Federal officials today declared four Wisconsin counties as disaster areas because of Wisconsin's violent tornadoes last weekend. The Federal Disaster Assistance Administration says the disaster recovery effort has already started in Dodge, Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, and Winnebago counties. That's WCCO-FM News. Mark Johnson reporting.
Thank you, Mark. Fair skies in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Temperature continues to climb, and some thundershower activity is now evident in the weather picture. The radar precipitation summary from the Minneapolis Weather Bureau at 12:45 this afternoon indicated a few thundershowers are occurring over eastern South Dakota, and a 20-mile-wide band of scattered light rain showers extends from eastern South Dakota near Brookings, across southwestern Minnesota to near Worthington, then into northeastern Iowa north of Spencer. These showers are moving slowly toward the northeast, so anticipation of rain could come sooner than we expected here in the Twin Cities. Our forecast calling for sunny and warm skies this afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. Variable cloudiness and warm tonight and tomorrow with a chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm late tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low in the upper 50s with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Southeasterly winds at 12 to 26 this afternoon, becoming 8 to 18 by tonight. The chance of precipitation, 30% for tonight, 50% for tomorrow. 74 in Fair at Rochester, 77 in Fair at St. Cloud. Fair skies, St. Paul, Minneapolis now in 79 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Teller from WCCO-FM. A dream goes on forever. Todd Rundgren on FM 103, WCCO-FM. Tim Russell probably will be having dreams tonight of arm wrestling competition because he's going to be at the Northeast Teen Arm Wrestling Championship tomorrow beginning at 1 p.m. It'll be at the Northeast State Bank Park, and we'll be broadcasting some live highlights from that event. So join us on FM 103 beginning at 1 tomorrow afternoon. Dennis Coffey on a Friday, TGIF. The weekend ahead, a time for love. Well, that is Dennis Coffey from an album called Instant Coffee on FM 103, A Time for Love. 14 past 1 o'clock's the time from WCCO-FM and Julian Bond, Georgia leader, who achieved national fame as the first black to be nominated for vice president at the 1968 Democratic National Convention, will speak at 7:30 tonight at the gymnasium at McAllister College. Bond's speech entitled What Next is sponsored by the McAllister Community Council Black Liberation Affairs Department and the College Program Board. Admission for the Bond speech is $1 at the door. That's tonight, 7:30 p.m. at McAllister College. 79 fair skies in St. Paul, Minneapolis. One of those days to just take it easy, huh? Lay out in the sun and soak up all those rays. Oh, beautiful.
How many ladies you've known in your wandering?
That's Cheryl Ernst. Oh, she has a beautiful voice, huh? From her album Always Beginning, that's the title song at WCCO-FM. I'm Dave Teller. Pleasant Friday afternoon to you. Got a joke for you here. Little humor for you, right? School teacher is talking to another individual. She says, well, when I asked my little pupils to describe the various rooms of a house, one of my students said, a house has a shower. A shower is a little room that rains. Boy, was that funny. Oh, boy. Oh, nifty. Wow. Billy Paul, thanks for saving my life at WCCO-FM 21 past 1. Come on now, let's pick it up. The Ozark Mountain Daredevils and a country girl.
Well, let's see the moon comes rising.
Hey, Gash, it's one of those greater records. The Ozark Mountain Daredevils and country girl. Wait a minute. It's not on my show, please. All right. I'll get you a little bit later. 25 past 1 o'clock on WCCO-FM. Walter Brennan, I don't know. steps in here once in a while. Got a guest coming your way this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Chuck Dayton, an environmental lobbyist for the Sierra Club, will be here. We'll be discussing the event going on this weekend called Earth Revival at the Universalist Church at 50th Street and Humboldt Avenue South. So join myself and Chuck Dayton this afternoon at 2 on FM 103. We have another guest coming away next Wednesday at 10 a.m. with Paul Stagg, Gloria Johnson, and Carol Robertson will be here on behalf of the Friends of Children of Vietnam. And the week of May 5th is Vietnam Orphans Week in Wisconsin. And the guests are from Wisconsin themselves. So join Paul Stagg, Gloria Johnson, Carol Robertson, Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on FM 103. This is Linda Ronstadt, Pretty Linda, in Love Has No Pride. Linda Ronstadt, Love Has No Pride, from WCCFM 103. In news headlines this afternoon, Secretary of State Kissinger says Syria could qualify for $100 million in U.S. economic aid once it commits itself to peace and military disengagement. Kissinger leaves on another Mideast peace tour on Sunday. The jury deliberating in the Mitchell-Stans conspiracy perjury case apparently is still weighing the first count in the 15-count criminal indictment. The jurors asked today for another look at a memo which the government says represents a threat of political reprisal. White House aides say President Nixon will spend the weekend reviewing the edited transcripts of 36 subpoenaed tapes. The transcripts were prepared in response to a House Judiciary Committee subpoena for 42 Watergate tapes, although the aides say 6 of the 42 do not exist. And former Presidential Appointment Secretary Dwight Chapin lost a bid today for an acquittal and for a new trial. Chapin was convicted of lying to the Watergate grand jury, and sentencing is set for May 15th. The latest word on the health of Senator Hubert Humphrey is that there is no evidence of a tumor. The Minnesota Democrat has been checked by doctors to see how well he reacted to treatments for a small tumor on his bladder. And Minnesota's unemployment rate is down 0.2% for March compared with February. The latest jobless reading is 5.1% of the workforce. Twin Cities forecast, sunny and warm this afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. Variable cloudiness and warm tonight and tomorrow, with a chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm late tonight or tomorrow. Tonight's low in the upper 50s, with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. We'll have southeasterly winds of 12 to 26 this afternoon, 8 to 18 by tonight. The chance of precipitation, 30% tonight, 50% for Saturday. St. Cloud, 77 and fair. Rochester, 74 and fair. St. Paul, Minneapolis, fair skies now in 79 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Teller from WCCO-FM. Love. They win the award for the President's Program on Physical Vocal Gymnastics. You know, it really goes bananas in that record. It's 24 before 2. I'm Dave Teller. Good afternoon. Nice Friday afternoon. Say, Harry Chapin, as we had announced, was going to be here at 5 o'clock this afternoon with Tom Ambrose. But plane scheduling and his concert have kind of delayed that. So Paul Stagg will be taping an interview with him tonight at the concert previous to his going on the stage in the concert. And we'll have that interview for you on tape sometime next week. So don't despair. Harry Chapin will still be here on FM 103. Ringo Starr. You're 16. You're beautiful. And you're his. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're all mine. That's Ringo Starr on WCCO-FM. I'm Dave Teller. 21 minutes before 2 o'clock now on a beautiful Friday afternoon. Roberta Flack, Donny Hathaway, for All We Know on WCCO-FM. 77 in the All-American City this afternoon under fair skies, 74 in Rochester. And for all we know, you this could be the weekend, right?
Well, I never. He proposed to me.
Judge Charles Galbraith of the State Court of Criminal Appeals may have set a record for the shortest wedding ceremony. And you're saying, what? Well, John Hallis and Lara Lane Jordan told the judge they wanted a short ceremony when they were married April 1st in Nashville, Tennessee. In a restaurant, no doubt, huh? The ceremony was as follows. Quoting now, Do you want to get married? The judge asked the couple. They nodded. And the judge replied, you are. That's really putting it together, huh?
I never. We're married.
We certainly are. Olivia Newton-John, she was our guest yesterday. Beautiful. She is, sings beautiful, too. If you love me, let me know.
A genius named Red grew up in this screen-porched home. A writer reviled and then revered by what he called the newest empire in the world, a land of exquisite lakes and clumsy speech, and a hope that is boundless. A list to which he added the Nobel Prize. Are you in Hannibal or Evanston? Neither. You're in the house of Sinclair Lewis in Sauk Center, Minnesota. Make yourself at home. Another reason, it's good to be in Minnesota.
And it's good to stay in Minnesota and avoid long cross-country trips during the gasoline shortage. So we've come up with 11 mini tours, easy gas-saving drives with stops like the Sinclair Lewis home and Tom Connor's fur post built in 1804. Write for your free map to Mini Tours, 480 Cedar Street, St. Paul 55101.
Minnesota.
It's all yours, all year, and all near.
13 minutes before 2, from WCCO FM. Stevie Dan from his album Pretzelogic, that's Berrytown and WCCO FM. Twin Cities high today to be in the mid-80s. Tonight's low in the upper 50s with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Could we ask for nicer weather, huh? There is a chance, though, of some showers or thundershower activity late tonight and tomorrow. Now 79 and fair, Metagapel to St. Paul with Deodato. Do it again. It ended there. I thought it was going to go, one more time. Deodato and Do It Again. That's the kind of music you want to hear tonight, right? Out of the discotheque, huh? Fantastic little movements from the hips on up. Oh, Dynamite. Say, a special six-page issue of the WCCOFM Listener's Newsletter is coming out in the second week in May. And if you are not on our mailing list or if you would like to receive a copy of our next issue, send us your name and address. All you have to do is write on a postcard or a letter. Say you'd like a copy of the WCCO-FM Listener's Newsletter, include your name and address, and send it to WCCO-FM 215 South 11th Street, Minneapolis 55403. Percy Faith with the Neil Diamond song, The Crunchy Granola Sweets. A hot piece of wax, boys and girls. Another hit from the archives. Percy Faith, the Crunchy Granola Sweet at WCCOFM. Marvin Gaye and Diana Ross at 3 before 2. Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, My Mistake Was to Love You. From WCCOFM 103, Minneapolis. It's 2 o'clock with the latest news at 2. Mark Johnson.
Thank you, David. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger emphasized again today that it is not going to be easy to engineer a Syrian-Israeli troop disengagement. In an apparent effort to spur Syria to do more serious bargaining during his Middle East peace tour next week, Kissinger said Damascus may qualify for $100 million in U.S. economic aid once it commits itself to peace. The Mitchell Stans jury continues to consider the fate of the two former Nixon cabinet members. The panel of 9 men and 3 women interrupted deliberations today by asking to see a piece of evidence. It's believed the request indicates that after more than 7 hours of deliberation since getting the case, the jury still is weighing the first count in the 15-count indictment. It's been learned that President Nixon is considering making another broadcast address to the nation on Monday, but administration officials say no decision has yet been made. They do report that transcripts of 36 subpoenaed tape recordings have been completed. And a federal judge in Washington rejected defense motions for acquittal and a new trial for former White House aide Dwight Chapin today. He has been convicted of lying to the Watergate grand jury. Chapin will be sentenced on May 15th. A Turkish appeals court has ordered a new trial for three Americans serving life sentences for hashish smuggling. The verdict was quashed against the two women and one man on grounds that the car in which the 230 pounds of hashish was found did not belong to the defendants. The trio had been sentenced to death last year, but the sentence was commuted to life. Security analysts say Exxon Oil Corporation has reduced its first quarter profits by about $400 million. The analysts say this action was taken by the nation's largest oil firm in anticipation of future taxes and possible changes in tax laws affecting oil companies. If the $400 million sum was added to announced earnings, Exxon's earnings for the first quarter would be more than $1 billion in view of the security analysts. At his news conference today, Energy Director John Sawhill commented on the soaring profits of the oil companies.
Sawhill said soaring oil company profits are due primarily to a nearly five-fold jump in profit margins on foreign crude used by the major companies. He said the Federal Energy Office needs more information before deciding how to react or what to do about the profits. Sawhill also got in a plug for the administration's proposed windfall profits tax.
If that had been passed, we would have taxed away $500 million of the oil company profits in the first quarter of this year, and at that rate, we would have been taxing away $2 billion of oil company profits for the whole year.
The new energy chief said the FEO plans to advise the president on what to do about the big profit jumps in 2 or 3 weeks. Joe Ewalt, Washington.
Senator Hubert Humphrey's doctors report no evidence of a tumor has been found during a checkup at Bethesda Naval Hospital. Humphrey underwent treatments late last year for a small tumor on his bladder. The Minnesota senator checked into the hospital yesterday for a scheduled evaluation of treatments he received for that tumor. The Senate Finance Committee today voted unanimously to confirm William Simon as Treasury Secretary. The full Senate expected to approve the appointment next week. One of those voting for Simon was Minnesota Senator Walter Mondale. He says he did so with reservation.
It's the proposition that the president is entitled to have his own cabinet. He was elected, I wasn't. And many times I vote to confirm people whose views I don't agree with if I think they're able, honorable representatives. And I think Mr. Simon is. He is an able man. He's a decent man. And I disagree with him a great deal. But that, I don't think that's the basis upon which we withhold our confirmation.
Minnesota's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 5.1% last month. The State Employment Services Office said today that's the same as the national level. Automotive and transportation equipment industries were the hardest hit by unemployment. And the reserve mining case in the Supreme Court, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Russell Train says the water contamination case against Reserve is important enough to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Reserve is operating at Silver Bay and Babbitt on a stay of a closing order by Judge Miles Lord. David, that's the news at 2.
Thank you. Do you have a calendar on your watch, one of those little digital things that shows
the date?
No, I don't.
No.
I've got one on my watch, and it's done this twice now. It skips a day ahead somehow. Either I wind it too much, or it just, when it goes across, it skips 2 days ahead. I can't get it to go back. You've got
to
recycle the whole
yes.
month. You know?
I went crazy when I was in the Navy years ago. We went across the dateline a few times.
Mm, yes.
And our boat sailed back and forth across the dateline,
oh,
and
no.
I was going crazy trying to keep up with my watch. You know?
Oh, that must have been, oh, I can imagine. Set it back and forth, huh? Wow. 85 degrees was the highest on record for this date in 1970 for St. Paul, Minneapolis. We now have 80 degrees in the Twin Cities. A warm day today. Radar summary from the Minneapolis Twin Cities radar at the weather station reports at 1:45. Scattered light rain showers continue to move slowly toward the northeast across portions of eastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. Near a line through Watertown, South Dakota and Fairmont, Minnesota, a few thundershowers also are continuing over portions of eastern South Dakota. So in the extreme southwestern part of our state, they're now getting some light rain showers, and that's anticipated for the Twin Cities late tonight or tomorrow. No indication as to how fast that's moving, but at any rate, there is some shower activity in that direction. Our forecast, sunny and warm this afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. Variable cloudiness and warm tonight and tomorrow with a chance, as I mentioned, of an occasional shower or thunderstorm late tonight or tomorrow. Tonight's low in the upper 50s with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. We'll have southeasterly winds of 12 to 26 this afternoon, 8 to 18 by tonight. The chance of precipitation, 30% for tonight, 50% for tomorrow. Rochester, fair in 78. St. Cloud, partly cloudy in 80. Once again, partly cloudy in St. Paul, Minneapolis now in 80 degrees. Good afternoon from WCCO-FM. Love Unlimited. Yes, we finally made it at WCCOFM. 10 minutes past 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Tomorrow, Tim Russell will be at the Northeast Tee and Arm Wrestling Championship beginning at 1 p.m. The event's going to be held at Northeast State Bank Park, and we'll be broadcasting some of the highlights live here from FM 103. If you can, make it out there. If you can't, listen to us. And Tim Russell out there trying to break an arm, see if he can win in the Arm Wrestling Championship. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on WCCOFM Stereo 103. Maru and WCCOFM, 14 minutes past 2 in the afternoon. Chuck Dayton will be along a little bit later on this afternoon. He's a little bit delayed in getting here, but he'll be with us, and he'll be talking about the Sierra Club and the event going on this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Universalist Church, a program called Earth Revival. So, that'll be my guest this afternoon, FM 103. It's 15 past 2 at a benefit concert to help pay for drug counseling in the Mound West Tonka area. Will be held Sunday, April 28th at 2:30 p.m. in the Mound Old Mound High School. The concert includes local musicians and talent acts. Tickets may be obtained by calling 472-1416 or 472-1600. Okay, 472-1416 or 472-1600. 80 degrees, partly cloudy in St. Paul, Minneapolis. I think the summer breeze has definitely arrived. Isley Brothers, Summer Breeze Makes Me Feel Fine on WCCOFM. We have a breeze out of the southeast at 15 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Duluth enjoying clear skies and 60 degrees this afternoon, while Brainerd has 72 degrees and clear skies. Nice day all the way around. Some shower activity, though, indicated now in eastern South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota. Nothing of severity, but a little bit of shower activity in that direction. That's moving toward the northeast, and as anticipated in the forecast, we'll see some of those showers late tonight or early tomorrow. Carole King on FM 103. And goodbye don't mean I'm gone. WCCOFM Stereo 103, 22 past 2, I'm Dave Teller. And on the WCCOFM Theater this Sunday night at 9:30, an intriguing adventure story, The Voyage of the Scarlet Queen. Some more entertainment for you on the Sunday Night Theater, 9:30 Sunday night from WCCOFM Stereo 103. Karen and Richard are back together again. They are? Were they ever apart? No, they're making another record is what I wanted to say. Paul Williams' song, Won't Last a Day Without You.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong.
Karen Carpenter and the Carpenters, It Won't Last a Day Without You. Paul Williams' music and WCCOFM 26 past 2. Happened to run across an article this morning about Karen Carpenter herself. Big, bold headlines, singer Karen Carpenter, my career keeps me too busy to do what I'd like to do best. And probably you're wondering what that is. Get married and have children. That's right. Karen Carpenter is being torn by an emotional tug of war within herself. Karen, half of the fantastically successful brother and sister team, the Carpenters, as you know, is living with a loving 23-year-old person like herself. A 23-year-old All-American girl. But her fondest wish is to be married, have children, and have a home of her own. But she says there's no chance of that happening for a long time. I'm too busy with my career right now, and I don't even have time to have a steady boyfriend. My goodness. A lovely girl like Karen. My brother Richard, she says, and I have worked so long and hard for our success, too hard for me to quit now and spoil it all. She says, since her big hit Close to You, the million seller on the charts, both of them have spent almost all their hours either in recording studios or hectic concert tours. But, says Karen, I'm sure if I told Richard I wanted to quit, he'd understand. But on the other hand, after all, we've been through all this to reach what we are, and I'm not about to quit now, not even for love, says Karen. So I guess I'll have to postpone it for a while. Lovely Karen Carpenter. But she says, I won't forget it. Someday I'll be Mrs. Karen something or other, mother and housewife. Then I think I'll be happier than I am now. How about that? Star kind of caught up in the world of entertainment. Well, we wish Karen her best. I'll be sending a telegram tonight.
People
I don't understand them. Never can and never could. They fill up lonesome evenings.
Helen Reddy, that's from a new album, A Love Song for Jeffrey. It's called Songs. On WCCO-FM 103. In news headlines this afternoon, Secretary of State Kissinger concedes that President Nixon's impeachment problems could affect foreign policy over the long run, but he says they've had no impact so far. Sources say President Nixon is considering a nationwide broadcast address next week to present his impeachment case to the American people. The government reports that its index of business indicators rose by a substantial 1.7% during March. The nomination of William Simon to be Treasury Secretary has been approved unanimously by the Senate Finance Committee. And Democratic Senator Thomas Eagleton of Missouri announces he will seek re-election. A Minneapolis cab firm has suspended a woman driver for 5 days. She reportedly refused to drive two black female fares, one to North Minneapolis and the other to South Minneapolis. The Environmental Protection Agency reports that the Duluth City water is not fit for interstate use as drinking water because of asbestos fibers in the water. And 6 conventions are being held this weekend to endorse candidates for Minnesota congressional seats. St. Paul, Minneapolis weather is sunny and warm this afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. Variable cloudiness, warmer tonight and Saturday with a chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm late tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low in the upper 50s with a high Saturday in the upper 70s. The chance of precipitation, 30% tonight, 50% for tomorrow. Rochester reporting fair skies in 78, St. Cloud partly cloudy in 80. St. Paul, Minneapolis, partly cloudy now and 80 degrees. From WCCO-FM, good afternoon. I'm Dave Teller. Santana from the Welcome album. It's called When I Look Into Your Eyes on WCCO-FM. Got a special guest coming your way, which was planned for today at 5 o'clock. Harry Chapin is the gentleman's name. You're familiar with him, right? Taxi and WLD. But due to his plane scheduling, you won't be able to be here at 5. But Paul Stagg is going to do an interview with him before his concert this weekend, and we'll have that interview for you on tape sometime next week. We'll be announcing that later on. So we will hear from Harry Chapin here on FM 103 next week. 23 minutes now before 3 o'clock. Chuck Dayton is here. We'll be talking with him shortly about the Sierra Club and the events going on this weekend with Earth Revival. This is the main ingredient.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where are you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen.
The main ingredient. I don't want to be lonely. On WCCO-FM. It's 20 minutes before 3 o'clock. And this afternoon I have with me my guest, Chuck Dayton, who is an environmental lobbyist for the Sierra Club of the North Star Chapter. And, Chuck, thank you for coming down here this afternoon. Got a little mix-up in where our station was located. We forgot to tell you we moved.
Right.
Spent a little time over at the picnic when we're not there. Fantastic. We were chatting about how long we've been here and whatnot and what a warm day it is in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Did you have to walk all the way over here from the Nicola?
I caught a bus.
Did you? Fantastic. I was going to mention that to you on the phone, you know, get a little plug for QT and whatnot in there. Chuck, there's an event coming up this weekend that I'm particularly interested in because environmental procedures and what has gone on in the news now is very prevalent, and of course with the gas shortage and whatnot. But this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Universalist Church, 50th Street and Humboldt Avenue South, you're going to be holding what is called Earth Revival, and you're going to be speaking there along with other people. I guess the first question I'd like to ask you for our listeners' benefit too is, could you explain to us a little about the Sierra Club in general? What, how long has it, you know, been in effect? What is it, essentially, you know?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The Sierra Club is one of the oldest conservation organizations in the country. It started about 85 years ago in California.
Mm-hmm.
And its original purpose was sort of an outing club, people who like to get out and hike in the mountains and be close to nature. And it naturally developed into an organization directed at preserving the wilderness and the areas that people enjoyed visiting. I think that its major surge occurred in the middle 60s with a controversy over the proposal to dam the Grand Canyon to provide hydroelectric power, and the Sierra Club led the fight against that and won. Mm-hmm. And since that time, and as a result, lost its tax-exempt status.
Mm.
And since that time has been in the forefront of the the conservation fight, both in the area of wilderness preservation and then more recently in those areas of environmental protection that affect the urban environment, air pollution, water pollution, and so forth.
Right.
It's has several hundred thousand members around the country.
Mm-hmm.
In Minnesota, the Sierra Club has some 2,000 members that have organized here. It's called the North Star Chapter of the Sierra Club, a local chapter of the national group. And our project, or my work for the local chapter, is to lobby professionally as a lawyer at the state capitol for environmental legislation.
Right. We discussed that before we came on the air. I was in question about what actually you did as a lobbyist. I was a little confused on that particular aspect of what you do. Back in the days when the Grand Canyon was being taken care of, I imagine that a lot of preservation was being done out in the West, too, as far as California and whatnot, and mountainous areas. Am I correct in that?
It seems to be a continuing battle.
Right.
A never-ending fight against interests that seek to develop natural areas for commercial gain. Timber interests, mining interests primarily, are the main opponents. We're going to see, and the battle is getting tougher with the push for more energy, the efforts to develop vast areas of oil shale in Colorado, low sulfur coal in Montana. The copper nickel mining problem is going to become rather controversial in a short time, I think, here in Minnesota.
Right. Of course, in the news right now is the Silver Bay plant with the what am I trying to say? Up in Silver Bay with the water pollution and whatnot from the Taconite plant. Of course, that's another issue altogether, I guess you could say. You know.
Well, it's part of the same. It's part of the same overall problem of the crunch between environmental protection and commercial industrial activity.
Right.
In that case, of course, there's a significant health hazard that overshadows the aesthetic pollution of the plant on the shore and the discoloration of the water.
Right.
And that was the basis for Judge Lord's decision last week to to enjoin operation of the plant.
Right, exactly. Chuck, we'll get back to just a moment here. I want to ask you a few questions about things that I've read about the Sierra Club and things that are taking place here in Minnesota as far as to concern people and different activities. It's 15 minutes before 3. I'm talking to Chuck Dayton on WCCOFM. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll hear some music right now from Charlie Rich.
Babe, somewhere I know I'm gonna find it, babe.
Charlie Rich had a very special love song on WCCOFM Stereo 103. It's 12 minutes before this afternoon is Chuck Dayton, an environmental lobbyist for the Sierra Club and the North Star Chapter. And talking with Chuck, we thought we'd mention some of the things that are happening here in Minnesota in the way of environmental protection. One of the things that comes to my mind right off the bat are some of the sports that take place here in the winter and the summer. Snowmobiles, often said to be a contributor to pollution. Some of the boats in the summertime. How is the Sierra Club working with this? Are they anticipating much work with this, or have they, or will they?
Well, in the area of snowmobiles, our work for the club would be at the point where the regulatory authorities and the legislation deals with those subjects. For example, a bill was passed that came out as a compromise that prohibits in the metropolitan county or metropolitan area prohibits snowmobilers from going on someone else's land.
Now why is this? Is that just for the fact of private property, or is that more an environmental thing?
It's protecting private property. Without the bill, it wouldn't be a criminal offense. And the compromise was that outside the seven county area, the the landowner has to post his land in order for it to be a trespass to go on his land without permission. And we've been working on the noise standards. The Department of Natural Resources set standards for allowable noise from snowmobiles.
I see.
We're working with the department and trying to find some trails where we don't have to put up with snowmobiles when we're when we're cross-country skiing.
Yes, that's true. Is there much pollution gathered by a snowmobile? I can't recall snowmobiling for quite a few years, but is there any problem with the exhaust emitted, or is it more or less a case of not trespassing?
I think noise is the main irritant that people who go out to skiing, for example, would for the silence of winter find snowmobiling just to be a pain in the neck.
I suppose that could have the same effect on summer activities. Of course, I don't believe there's any restrictions on boating on lakes, is there, at this point?
Well, the an even more frightening prospect than snowmobiling is trail biking.
It'll
be a more difficult conflict in recreational use between trail bikes and other users, because there are more people outside in the summertime.
I see.
And if I think that there's plenty of room for all uses, but they should be separated more more clearly than they are now, so that if you want to go away someplace where you don't have to listen to the trail biking
included would be noise and whatnot.
There are some restrictions on motorboating, and there will be some further restrictions developed of three types. First, in the Boundary Water Canoe Area, of course, the motorboats are restricted to certain routes, and our proposal is that for the months of July and August, that motorboats not be allowed at all in the Boundary Water Canoe Area, because those are the worst fishing months.
Yes,
most motorboaters are fishermen. Most paddlers don't care about fishing, and most paddlers go paddling in July and August.
That's
so we think that we ought to, and they can also have in January and February. And
yes, a little cold out there. Indeed it is. Well, we've discussed some of the things that are happening here in Minnesota, and of course, the event taking place tonight at which you're going to speak has been termed Earth Revival, and I notice there's going to be a list of people there. Arthur Hawkins will be there tomorrow, Perry Blackshear tomorrow also, Noel McInnes, and Donald Fraser will be there on Sunday. He's 5th District Congressman from the U.S. House of Reps. And could you explain a little bit about what's going to take place tomorrow at, well, for that matter, these 3 days at the Earth Revival at the Universalist Church?
The new Earth Revival is, the best way I can describe it is sort of a fair, with activities going on more or less continuously, of the type that encourage people to do things for themselves, to create their own recreation, to get interested in the kind of recreation that doesn't use energy and doesn't use a lot of materials. Bicycling, for example, there'll be people there that can tell you how to buy a bike, how to fix your bike, how to find a used bike, how to plan for a long distance bike trip, for example, people that can have done it and can talk to you about it, people that can teach pottery or spinning or weaving, can tell you how to make camping equipment, how to sew a tent for yourself.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sounds
and this will be how to build your own canoe, where to go to find a nature center in the Twin Cities, all those kinds of things.
Fantastic.
That'll be more or less a continuous kind of a program.
So not only is the Sierra Club helping in preventing pollution, but they're also doing things to encourage, you know, things that do not cause pollution. That's fantastic. Bike riding would interest me most about this time of the year. I've got a real anticipation of getting a bike and getting out and putting, as they say, the gas monger in the garage and leaving the pollution out of the air. Alrighty. Chuck, we'll be back in just a minute. I've got to do a little ditty here. We'll hear another song and we'll come back. I'd like to pass along to our listeners once again the address of the event this weekend, and also if they're interested in the Sierra Club, we'll give the address and some of the details on that. I want to remind you, Music Line Stores invites you to hear some of the sounds of Woody Herman Sunday night from 10 to midnight in the new Sounds and Music Show here on WCCO-FM Stereo 103. Carly Simon, her album Hot Cakes.
You stick to me when I wish you gone.
County 7, Just Not True, on WCCO-FM. We're talking with Chuck Dayton this afternoon from the North Star chapter of the Sierra Club. Chuck is an environmental lobbyist for the Sierra Club. And Chuck, just in concluding this afternoon, I guess we shall mention that the time that you'll be at the Earth Revival this weekend, which is at the Universalist Church. You'll be there, let me see, tonight, 7:30 p.m., correct?
That's right.
Right. Chuck has explained to us some of the events that will be going on, and we hope that you can make it. And do you have the address in front of you there? I've got it here if you don't.
It's the Lyndhurst Community Center,
mm-hmm.
Universalist Church, 50th and Humboldt.
Okay, and that's
in Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis, right. 7:30 tonight, some of the other guests coming up, some of the speakers, I should say, Arthur Hawkins on Saturday, Perry Blackshear on Saturday, and Noel McGinnis on Sunday, and Donald Fraser also on Sunday, and they'll be at various times throughout the afternoon and evening.
Yeah, Don Fraser will be at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The times of the fair, I guess, for lack of a better word, are noon to 9 p.m. on Saturday, and noon to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And then this evening from 6 to 9.
Fantastic. Good. Chuck, I want to thank you so much for coming down here. Perhaps we, excuse me, have you back again. We can discuss the Sierra Club in more detail and perhaps get our listeners interested in joining the Sierra Club. But for now, thank you so much for being here.
Happy to do it.
Thank you. Chuck Dayton, lobbyist for the North Star chapter of the Sierra Club, that event taking on this weekend at the Universalist Church, West 50th Street and Humboldt Avenue South. Chuck will be there tonight at 7:30. 2 minutes before 3 o'clock at WCCO-FM. Good afternoon, I'm Dave Teller, and this is TSOP. MFSB. Mark Johnson, sitting here at the control console, he's having a fit because his microphone button isn't in position. I'm sorry, Mark. Left that over there from our interview we just had.
That's like having somebody tape your mouth shut.
I know what you mean. Or having your watch one backwards, you know. It's fantastic. MFSB, the name of the group. Sound of Philadelphia is what you just heard. It's 3 o'clock now from WCCO-FM 103 Minneapolis. I want to remind you to join Tim Russell and Paul Stagg weekday mornings from 7 to 9 p.m. here on FM 103. Now with the news at 3, with his mic button in hand, Mark Johnson.
White House counselor Dean Burch says President Nixon will exonerate himself of all wrongdoing by giving impeachment investigators what Burch called compelling and persuasive evidence. Burch says when Nixon replies to the Judiciary Committee subpoena next week, in Burch's words, a massive body of evidence will supplant charges and allegations and innuendo. UPI has obtained a copy of the preliminary draft of the report the Senate Watergate Committee will submit next month. The report concludes that excessive secrecy and concentration of power in the presidency gave rise to that bugging scandal, and it proposes a drastic diffusion of that presidential power as a safeguard against it happening again. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger told reporters in Washington today that he's hopeful of getting a Syrian-Israeli troop disengagement agreement when he visits the Middle East next week, but he admits the task will be a difficult one. In an apparent effort to sweeten the pot for Syria, Kissinger said Damascus may be eligible for $100 million in U.S. economic aid. And the Mitchell Stans jury today wanted to look at a piece of evidence in the 46th day of the perjury conspiracy trial. It was a memo from financier Robert Vesco to Donald Nixon, the president's brother, about Vesco's $200,000 campaign contribution. The panel also interrupted its first full day of deliberation by asking the judge to repeat part of his charge to the jury. The federal government today released figures showing the national highway death toll dropped 25% in March. That's the first month that all states observed the energy-conserving 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. Energy Chief John Sawhill and National Traffic Safety Administrator James Gregory told a news conference that an estimated 3,100 persons died last month on U.S. roads. That's compared with 4,200 during March of 1973. WCCO-FM News today talked with Tom O'Malley of the Minnesota Insurance Commission about those figures. O'Malley told us his department doesn't plan to make any recommendations on the basis of the new findings.
We're a little reluctant to take any direct action, even under the law, at this time because of the fact that there is this indication that 2 months is probably an inadequate period of time for rate making. In all of the material that was sent us by the National Association of Insurance Commissioners and this task force, there is a fair amount of material there that they attribute to, or where, I should say, where they discuss this element of the decrease in frequency of accidents is apparently being offset by the inflation. You know, this is the kind of stuff you get into.
A three-judge panel hearing motions that challenge Minnesota's new abortion law has recessed its hearing at Minneapolis. The temporary restraining order is continued, and judges plan to issue a decision next week on whether to continue the injunction or remove the temporary one already issued. The hearing today took less than 1 hour. The whole question of constitutionality remains before the court. Five physicians and a pregnant woman brought the court action last month. One of the three federal judges signed a temporary restraining order April 11th to forbid enforcement of the new law. The law says that after 20 weeks of pregnancy, abortions can be performed only to save the life or health of the mother. The challenge was brought on the grounds the state law conflicts with the U.S. Supreme Court decision 15 months ago. That decision provides abortions are strictly a matter between a woman and her doctor up to 26 weeks of pregnancy. A log cabin that turned up inside the walls of a house at St. Cloud goes back to the 1850s. According to a member of the local historical society, banker Ed Zapp Jr. made his estimate today after piecing together information gained through studying old deeds of the property. The cabin was found inside the walls of a house being demolished, and the wrecking job was halted temporarily. A spokesman for the Housing and Redevelopment Authority said the work will cease until the Historical Society or anyone else decides if the cabin should be preserved. And finally, Minnesota's chief pollution control spokesman has replied to a statement by Armco Steel regarding the Reserve Mining Company case. Pollution Control Agency Executive Director Grant Merritt said he was incensed over a statement in which Armco warned of possible bad consequences if the Reserve Taconite plant at Silver Bay is closed permanently. Said Merritt in these words, "This is another case of corporate intimidation by this irresponsible corporate giant." Merritt declared it was an attempt to frighten and cajole the public. The Armco statement said closing of reserve mining would harm national security, national trade balance, and tax structures of several areas. That's WCCO-FM News at 3:05. Mark Johnson reporting.
Thank you, Mark. Our temperatures drop 1 degree now, so it looks like we may not hit that all-time high of past 85. Past 85? Above 85. 1 degree over. It's hot in here today, too, you know?
No, it's not bad.
No. Oh, thank you. No, it's warm. It was warm yesterday, too.
You know, I think I'm coming down with a cold. That's probably why I don't feel it.
Are you really?
Yeah. It's always my luck, you know. I catch them at the wrong time.
That's right. You're journeying to Austin this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tonight you're leaving right after supper, I imagine?
Leaving on a jet bus for
Austin. You're going to take off. You're going to take the bus. That's right. Paul Stagg and you were talking about that this morning. Well, what the heck? That's, you know, good environmental techniques.
Might as well take a nap as a drive, you know.
That's true. I think you'll find it much more relaxing. Won't have to worry about, you know, getting lost. Which I am right now. At any rate, we have cloudy skies now in St. Paul, Minneapolis. The radar at the Minneapolis Weather Bureau shows scattered light rain showers continuing to move slowly toward the northeast across portions of eastern South Dakota, southwestern Minnesota, and northern Iowa. Southwest of a line from northeastern South Dakota to near Redwood Falls to near Mason City, Iowa. So it's confined mostly to the southwestern portion of our state. The area of showers is moving toward the northeast at about 20 miles per hour. Scattered light rain showers just occurring over southwestern Minnesota. Our forecast calling for that later on tonight. Sunny and warm this afternoon with a high in the mid-80s. Variable cloudiness and warmer tonight for the Twin Cities and tomorrow with a chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm late tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's low in the upper 50s with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. We'll have southeasterly winds of 12 to 26 this afternoon, diminishing to around 8 to 18 tonight. There's a 30% chance of precipitation for tonight, 50% for tomorrow. At 3 o'clock, Rochester's fair skies, 79 degrees. St. Cloud, partly cloudy and 80 degrees. St. Paul, Minneapolis, now cloudy skies, 79 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Teller from WCCO-FM.
Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Denver, sunshine almost always makes me high. At WCCO-FM, we had sunshine in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Skies have clouded over now. 79 degrees, still partly cloudy at St. Cloud, and still fair now at Rochester. Say, Tim Russell will be enjoying this weekend at the Northeast Tee and Arm Wrestling Championship. All gets underway tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. The event will be held at the Northeast State Park Bank, and we'll be there with live reports with Tim and the Arm Wrestling Championships. So if you can make it, stop out at the Northeast State Bank Park. If you can't, listen here on FM 103. Is Tim Russell grunts and groans trying to win that contest, huh? Wonder if he'll actually put his muscle to it or not. Leo Kottke, and You Tell Me Why.
You tell me that I must not cry.
Leo Kottke from his Icewater album, You Tell Me Why, and WCCO-FM.
Good friends, good times, and grain belt beer. The best things in life are here. The old friends are the best friends to always have near. And grain belt is one good friend of a beer. Good friends, good times, and grain belt beer. The best things in life are here.
Grain belt beer. Brewed from perfect brewing water. Water from diamond wells deep inside the earth. That's what makes Grain Belt the premium beer.
Good friends, good times, and Grain Belt beer. The best things in life are here.
17 minutes past 3 o'clock with Bonnie Raitt and FM 103. Stayed too long at the fair. Stay too long at the fair, Bonnie Raitt and WCCO-FM. I'm Dave Teller. Cloudy skies over St. Paul, Minneapolis now. We have a temperature reading of 79. 80 was our momentary high for this afternoon. Let's hope we'll see maybe warmer tomorrow. Say the Minneapolis Health Department Maternity Service reminds you that early and regular care during pregnancy contributes to better health for both mother and baby. For more information or an appointment to a Minneapolis Health Department Maternity Clinic, call this number, 348-2782, 348-2782. Music this afternoon from the Vogues and A Prisoner of Love. He's just a prisoner of love. Those are the Vogues and WCCOFM, 24 past 3. I'm Dave Teller. Dave, hello, Dave. Dave, testing 1, 2. Dave. Dave Teller. There we are. Say, Paul Steig is going to have two guests this coming Wednesday morning, Gloria Johnson and Carol Robertson, on behalf of the Friends of Children in Vietnam. They're both from Wisconsin. And the week of May 5th is Vietnam Orphans Week in Wisconsin. They'll be discussing that with Paul Steig. So be listening Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Paul Steig, Gloria Johnson, and Carol Robertson on FM 103, WCCO-FM. El Chicano in stereo this afternoon. Little sunflower. El Chicano, Little Sunflower, and WCCO-FM 103 in Minneapolis. In the news this afternoon, Presidential Counselor Dean Birch says President Nixon will completely exonerate himself of any Watergate wrongdoing next week when he responds to House impeachment investigators. Birch said Nixon will present evidence Birch calls compelling and persuasive. Officials say President Nixon's legal staff has given him the edited transcripts of 36 Watergate tapes for review before the transcripts are given to the impeachment investigators. The committee has previously said transcripts would not be acceptable. A spokesman for a doctor's association today asked the House Ways and Means Committee to reject any national health insurance plan. He said there is no health care crisis except for the one created by governmental interference. And Secretary of State Henry Kissinger told reporters he is hopeful that with Russian help, he will be able to work out a Syrian-Israeli troop separation pact. But Kissinger, who leaves on a new Mideast peace mission Sunday, said the talks will be difficult and delicate.
Minnesota's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate is higher than last year, but the same as the current national level. The rate was at 5.1% last month, or 106,000 workers without jobs. The Minnesota Association of Commerce and Industry today called for efforts to preserve a part-time citizens' legislature. And Blue Earth County Sheriff Leroy Wiebold says he has nothing new on the slaying of a Mankato man and his missing wife, 23-year-old Barbara Jimenez. Wiebold says he has searched the railroad tracks where the body of the young man was found. Twin Cities weather, sunny and warm this afternoon with a high in the mid-80s, variable cloudiness and warm tonight and tomorrow with a chance of an occasional shower or thunderstorm late tonight or tomorrow. Tonight's low in the upper 50s with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. There is a 30% chance of precipitation for tonight, 50% for tomorrow. We'll have southeasterly winds of 12 to 26 this afternoon, diminishing to around 8 to 18 by tonight. Rochester, 79 degrees, St. Cloud, 80 degrees. St. Paul, Minneapolis, cloudy skies now, and 79 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Dave Teller from WCCO-FM.
When I close my eyes, I can see your face.
From Goodbye, Maggie Cole, Dusty Springfield, and Learn to Say Goodbye on WCCO-FM. I'm Dave Teller. Harry Chapin was originally scheduled to be with us this afternoon at 5, but he had some plane scheduling to work around with. So Paul Stagg will be at the concert this weekend and be interviewing him shortly before the concert, so we'll hear that interview on tape sometime next week here on FM 103. So be listening for Paul Stagg and Harry Chapin on WCCO-FM Stereo 103. This is Chase, and Love is on the way. That's Chase. Love is on the way. I'm laughing because I've got an aggressive engineer this afternoon. I simply asked my engineer what the name of the album of Chase is, and I was promptly delivered the album in my lap. Have it in front of me here right now. It's called Chase and Pure Music. It's a cut called Love is on the Way. Kind of a, they're kind of a talented group. Remember when they did Get It On back in 1971? Oh, yes. Pure Music. Chase. On the Epic label. 22 minutes before 4, I'm Dave Teller from WCCO-FM. Cat Stevens also has a new album out called Buddha and the Chocolate Box. And his hit from that album called Oh, Very Young.
Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time? Oh, very young, what will you leave us this time?
Cat Stevens, Oh, Very Young, on WCCO-FM. Say, when you want the very best in adult dining and entertainment, think Straw House. The supper club just 3 miles west of Anoka on Highway 10. They offer you the convenience of the Straw House banquet room for any small or large family get-together. Weddings are in season, and at Straw House, wedding receptions of any size are welcome to reserve the use of the banquet room. At Straw House, the menu includes the famous walleye pike and the choice aged beef, catered by Straw House waitresses. After dinner, enjoy nightly entertainment upstairs in their spacious lounge area. Come early. There's plenty of free parking. And every Friday, free hors d'oeuvres are served starting at 4 p.m. They're open Sunday from 4 p.m. to midnight, dining till 9:30. Monday through Saturday, they're open from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Straw House, formerly DeZeal's, is located 3 miles west of Anoka on Highway 10. So for the best in adult dining and entertainment, call 427-1380 for your next get-together at Straw House. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes and The Love I Lost on WCCO-FM. I'm Dave Teller. Good afternoon. It's 12 before 4. We lost the sunshine here in the Twin Cities. Cloudy skies, 79 degrees now. And, we can't even break the record. The record was set in 1970, 85 degrees. It had been anticipated the day we'd go above that, but with the cloudy skies now, temperature remains at 79. Do you eat many potato chips or pretzels during the summer? I know I do. Love to munch on those chips. Little pretzels and, cold or something else if you like to indulge in it. Well, business is booming for America's pretzel bakers. The reason is a scarcity of potatoes for making potato chips. The pretzel's traditional snack time rival. Potatoes have become scarce and prices have rocketed, which has forced potato chip manufacturers to cut back on production. This according to Bob Cornfield of the National Pretzel Bakers Institute in New York. He says people are buying more pretzels to fill the gap left by the lack of potato chips. Cornfield said that many pretzel bakeries are working around the clock 7 days a week to meet the growing demand for their flour-based product. Meanwhile, industry figures showed that national consumption of pretzels increased 10% to 200 million pounds last year, a total of nearly 1 pound for every man, woman, and child. This year, Cornfield predicted, the gain in pretzel sales will be astounding. So take it for what it's worth, huh? I like both of them. I don't mind. What the heck? Switch around from a potato chip to a pretzel here and there? Just love to do that on a date, right? You know, bite into one.
Would you please be more quiet while you eat that thing, please? I'm trying to have a good time tonight, you know.
When the evening is over, happiness is me and you.
Gilbert O'Sullivan, Happiness is Me and You on WCCO-FM. Happiness is our new listener's newsletter. Yes, it is. Our special six-page issue is coming out the second week in May. And if you'd like one and you're not on the mailing list, give us your name and address. Just drop us a postcard or letter with your name and address on it and specify, I'd like the next issue of the WCCO-FM Listener's Newsletter. And write it, your address or your, hello, address your envelope or or postcard to this address. Take enough addresses in there? WCCO-FM, 215 South 11th Street, Minneapolis 55403. We'll be glad to send you a copy of our next listener's newsletter. It's 7 minutes before 4 o'clock. I'm Dave Teller, and this is Barbara Streisand. Nice, isn't it? She can really put her heart into a song. Barbara Streisand, All in Love is Fair. Wish I could say fair skies, but I can't. Cloudy, 79 in St. Paul, Minneapolis. Low tonight, upper 50s with a high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. Enjoy it while you can. Bobby Goldsboro from the summer of 73. Recalling the summer of 42. Summer the first time. Remember that? Oh, how could you forget?
Wow. Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June, and the sun was a demon. Was a hot afternoon, the last day of June.
Bobby Goldsboro, Hot Afternoon, Last Day of June. It's a hot afternoon in April this afternoon. From Minneapolis, 79 degrees and cloudy skies. At 4 o'clock from WCCO-FM 103, Minneapolis. With the news at 4, Bill Henderson.
Dave, an area of scattered light rain showers continues to move slowly toward the northeast across portions of eastern South Dakota, southwest Minnesota, and northern Iowa this afternoon, and southwest of a line from the northeast corner of South Dakota to Wilmer to near Mason City. These showers are moving toward the northeast at about 20 miles an hour. We have now 81 degrees with fair skies in Minneapolis-St. Paul. A little congestion on Interstate 35W near the Lindale exit this afternoon due to an accident earlier. Traffic management officials say a personal injury was involved in that accident. The accident scene has been cleared now, but the effects of the congestion are still being felt. So take it easy on your way home tonight. The Minnesota Attorney General's office has ruled that Vietnam veterans' bonuses paid by the state cannot be classified by welfare agencies as income, but may be listed as person's property for welfare purposes. Under a law passed by the 1973 Minnesota legislature, the state paid bonuses to Vietnam veterans ranging from $250 to more than $1,000. The bonus was paid only once. In February, a Faribault woman who served in the U.S. Navy from 1964 to 66 and who is currently receiving welfare payments was told by the Faribault County Welfare Department her $255 bonus would be classified as income, thereby making her ineligible for further welfare payments. The woman, who was not identified, appealed the case to the state welfare office. The Attorney General's office said the bonuses may not be used to determine personal income of welfare recipients, but may be listed as personal property. Plans announced today to turn historic Southeast Main Street on the east bank of the Mississippi River in Minneapolis into an old town center. Twin City Civic Leader Louis N. Zelli, who is president of MTS Company, the developer, said the project would include stores, entertainment facilities, offices, and residences. Zelli says the project will cover two square blocks and will take about 4 years to complete. Eventual cost of the project, about $50 million. A woman driver for Blue and White Cab Company has been suspended for 5 days for refusing to take two black females to their destinations. The Minneapolis Civil Rights Department said the incidents occurred April 17th at a taxi stand in front of a downtown department store. Civil Rights Director Victor Prope said the incidents were observed by a department specialist during what he called routine surveillance of taxi stands and of taxis at night on the north and south sides and on main thoroughfares. The controversy involved some drivers from Blue and White Cab who reportedly do not pick up fares in areas populated by blacks and refuse service to blacks for fear of robberies and because blacks do not tip enough. Presidential advisor says the end of Watergate is in sight with the release of documents on Tuesday. The story from Gene Gibbons in Washington.
In a speech to a group of GOP officials, presidential advisor Dean Burch said he believes the end of Watergate will be in sight as of early next week. Burch said Mr. Nixon will present persuasive and compelling evidence of his innocence of any wrongdoing to the House Judiciary Committee Tuesday in response to the committee's subpoena for more than 40 White House recordings. Out of this factual record, said Burch, the whole story will emerge and the whole truth will become known. The presidential advisor urged party leaders to suspend judgment on the charges against the president until Mr. Nixon's case is in. Burch did not say whether the president would furnish the tapes the impeachment panel wants. Sources say Mr. Nixon will provide transcripts, which the committee feels is unacceptable. Gene Gibbons, Washington.
A federal judge in Washington has denied a new trial for President Nixon's former appointment secretary, Dwight Chapin. No quick verdict in sight in the John Mitchell Maury Stans trial in New York. Watergate prosecutors have not responded to indicted Texas lawyer Jake Jacobson's offer to testify against former Treasury Secretary John Connally. Roger Gittins reports from the State Department that U.S. Secretary of State Kissinger foresees an eventual impact of the Watergate scandal on foreign policy.
Secretary Kissinger says so far Watergate hasn't affected U.S. foreign policy, but he acknowledges that sooner or later its impact will be felt.
The problem of authority is always central to the conduct of foreign policy. And therefore, over a period of time, it is bound to affect the conduct or the ability to conduct foreign policy.
Kissinger rejects the suggestion that the administration is tailoring its policy to counteract the threat of impeachment. He says one check on irresponsibility is that a president's actions live longer in history than in the headlines. Roger Gittins at the State Department.
The New York stock market has closed moderately higher on average. 30 industrials at 834.64, up 6.96. And the Milwaukee Brewers over the Minnesota Twins, 4-3 this afternoon. That's news. Bill Henderson reporting for WCCO-FM.